The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Selfish Gene, written by Richard Dawkins, is a book about evolutionary biology. It was first published in 1976 and has since become a classic in the field. The book is written in a non-technical style and is accessible to a wide audience. The main argument of the book is that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection in evolution, and that the gene is the ultimate source of all evolutionary change. Dawkins argues that the gene is the unit of selection because it is the only unit that can be passed on from one generation to the next. He also argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all evolutionary change because it is the only unit that can be altered by natural selection. The book is divided into three parts. The first part is an introduction to evolutionary biology and the concept of the gene as the unit of selection. Dawkins explains the basics of natural selection and how it works to produce evolutionary change. He also explains the concept of the gene as the unit of selection and how it is the ultimate source of all evolutionary change. The second part of the book is devoted to the implications of the gene as the unit of selection. Dawkins argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all evolutionary change and that it is the only unit that can be altered by natural selection. He also argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all altruism and cooperation in nature. The third part of the book is devoted to the implications of the gene as the ultimate source of all evolutionary change. Dawkins argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all human behavior, including morality and ethics. He also argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all creativity and innovation in human society. The Selfish Gene is an important book in evolutionary biology. It is written in a non-technical style and is accessible to a wide audience. The book is divided into three parts and covers the basics of evolutionary biology, the implications of the gene as the unit of selection, and the implications of the gene as the ultimate source of all evolutionary change. The book is an important contribution to evolutionary biology and has become a classic in the field. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Evolution is driven by the selfish gene. The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins proposes that evolution is driven by the selfish gene, which is a gene that is programmed to survive and reproduce itself. This idea suggests that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins proposes that evolution is driven by the selfish gene, which is a gene that is programmed to survive and reproduce itself. This idea suggests that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the driving force behind evolution, and that the organism's behavior is determined by the gene's desire to survive and reproduce. The selfish gene theory suggests that the gene is the primary unit of selection, and that the organism is merely a vehicle for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the driving force behind evolution, and that the organism's behavior is determined by the gene's desire to survive and reproduce. This theory also suggests that the gene is the ultimate source of variation in the population, and that the environment merely provides the conditions for the gene to express itself. The selfish gene theory has been used to explain a wide range of evolutionary phenomena, such as the evolution of altruism, the evolution of cooperation, and the evolution of sexual reproduction. It has also been used to explain the evolution of complex traits, such as intelligence and language. The selfish gene theory has been widely accepted by the scientific community, and it has become one of the most influential theories in evolutionary biology. Main idea number 2. Natural selection is blind. Dawkins argues that natural selection is blind, meaning that it does not have any conscious purpose or goal. Instead, it is a process of random variation and selection that leads to the survival of the fittest. Richard Dawkins argues that natural selection is blind, meaning that it does not have any conscious purpose or goal. Instead, it is a process of random variation and selection that leads to the survival of the fittest. Natural selection is a process of evolution that occurs over time, as organisms with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This process is driven by the environment, and the organisms that are best adapted to their environment are the ones that will survive and pass on their genes. Natural selection does not have any predetermined goal or direction, and it is not guided by any conscious decision-making process. Instead, it is a process of random variation and selection that leads to the survival of the fittest. Natural selection is a powerful force in evolution, and it is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. It is a process that is driven by the environment, and it is constantly changing and adapting to the changing environment. Natural selection is blind in the sense that it does not have any predetermined goal or direction, and it is not guided by any conscious decision-making process. Instead, it is a process of random variation and selection that leads to the survival of the fittest. Natural selection is an important concept in evolutionary biology, and it is a powerful force in the development of life on Earth. It is a process that is driven by the environment, and it is constantly changing and adapting to the changing environment. Natural selection is blind in the sense that it does not have any predetermined goal or direction, and it is not guided by any conscious decision-making process. Instead, it is a process of random variation and selection that leads to the survival of the fittest. Main idea number 3. Genes are the fundamental unit of selection. Dawkins argues that genes are the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. Dawkins argues that genes are the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. Genes are the building blocks of life, and they are responsible for the traits and characteristics that are passed down from generation to generation. By understanding the role of genes in evolution, we can better understand how species adapt and change over time. Genes are the driving force behind natural selection, as they are the ones that are selected for or against based on their ability to help an organism survive and reproduce. This means that the genes that are most successful in helping an organism survive and reproduce will be the ones that are passed down to future generations. This is why certain traits and characteristics are more common in certain species than others. Genes are also responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. Different combinations of genes can lead to different traits and characteristics, which can lead to different species. This is why there is such a wide variety of life on Earth, as different combinations of genes have led to different species. In conclusion, genes are the fundamental unit of selection, and they are responsible for the traits and characteristics that are passed down from generation to generation. They are also responsible for the diversity of life on Earth, as different combinations of genes can lead to different species. By understanding the role of genes in evolution, we can better understand how species adapt and change over time. Main idea number 4. Organisms are vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation, and that the gene is the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection. Richard Dawkins argues that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation, and that the gene is the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection. In other words, the gene is the driving force behind the evolution of species. The gene is the basic unit of heredity, and it is the gene that is passed on from one generation to the next. The gene is the source of the traits that make up an organism, and it is the gene that is responsible for the survival of the organism. The gene is the unit of selection because it is the gene that is responsible for the survival of the organism. The gene is the source of the traits that make up an organism, and it is the gene that is responsible for the success of the organism. The gene is the driving force behind the evolution of species, and it is the gene that is passed on from one generation to the next. The gene is the basic unit of heredity, and it is the gene that determines the success of an organism. Organisms are vehicles for the gene's propagation because the gene is the driving force behind the evolution of species. The gene is the source of the traits that make up an organism, and it is the gene that is responsible for the success of the organism. The gene is the basic unit of heredity, and it is the gene that is passed on from one generation to the next. The gene is the unit of selection because it is the gene that determines the success of an organism. Main idea number 5. Genes are programmed to survive and reproduce. Dawkins argues that genes are programmed to survive and reproduce, and that this is the driving force behind evolution. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that genes are programmed to survive and reproduce, and that this is the driving force behind evolution. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This concept of the gene as the unit of selection is known as the selfish gene theory, and it suggests that genes are programmed to maximize their own survival and reproduction, even if it means sacrificing the survival of the organism. The selfish gene theory has been used to explain a wide range of evolutionary phenomena, such as why organisms cooperate with each other, why they have evolved to be so diverse, and why they have adapted to their environment. It also explains why some species are more successful than others, and why some traits are more common than others. In short, the selfish gene theory suggests that evolution is driven by the competition between genes, and that the fittest genes are those that are best able to survive and reproduce. The selfish gene theory has been highly influential in evolutionary biology, and it has been used to explain a wide range of evolutionary phenomena. It has also been used to explain why some species are more successful than others, and why some traits are more common than others. Ultimately, the selfish gene theory suggests that evolution is driven by the competition between genes, and that the fittest genes are those that are best able to survive and reproduce. Main idea number 6. Organisms are adapted to their environment. Dawkins argues that organisms are adapted to their environment, and that this adaptation is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are adapted to their environment, and that this adaptation is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. In other words, the gene is the driving force behind evolution, and organisms are simply the means by which the gene is able to propagate itself. The gene is the unit of selection, and the environment is the arena in which the gene is able to propagate itself. The gene is able to propagate itself by ensuring that the organism it inhabits is adapted to its environment. This adaptation is driven by natural selection, which is the process by which organisms with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This means that the gene is able to propagate itself by ensuring that the organism it inhabits is better adapted to its environment than its competitors. This adaptation is driven by the gene's ability to mutate and evolve in response to changes in the environment. In this way, the gene is able to ensure its own survival by ensuring that the organism it inhabits is adapted to its environment. This adaptation is driven by the gene's ability to mutate and evolve in response to changes in the environment. This means that the gene is able to ensure its own survival by ensuring that the organism it inhabits is better adapted to its environment than its competitors. Main idea number 7. Genes are the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. Dawkins argues that genes are the primary factor in determining the success of an organism, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that genes are the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. He explains that this is driven by the selfish gene, which is the fundamental unit of selection. This means that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation, and that the gene is the driving force behind the success of the organism. The selfish gene theory suggests that genes are the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. This is because the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the driving force behind the success of the organism, and that the organism's success is determined by the gene's ability to propagate itself. Dawkins argues that the selfish gene is the primary factor in determining the success of an organism. This is because the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the driving force behind the success of the organism, and that the organism's success is determined by the gene's ability to propagate itself. Main idea number 8. Evolution is a process of random variation and selection. Dawkins argues that evolution is a process of random variation and selection, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Evolution is a process of random variation and selection, according to Richard Dawkins in his book The Selfish Gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that this process is driven by the selfish gene, which is the gene's desire to survive and reproduce. This means that the gene is the driving force behind evolution, and that organisms are simply the means by which the gene is propagated. The process of random variation and selection is a key part of evolution. Random variation occurs when genetic mutations occur, which can lead to new traits and characteristics. Selection then occurs when these traits are either beneficial or detrimental to the organism's survival and reproduction. If the trait is beneficial, then it is more likely to be passed on to the next generation, while if it is detrimental, then it is less likely to be passed on. This process of random variation and selection is what drives evolution and allows organisms to adapt to their environment. The idea of the selfish gene is an important part of evolutionary theory. It suggests that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are simply vehicles for the gene's propagation. This means that the gene is the driving force behind evolution, and that organisms are simply the means by which the gene is propagated. This idea has been used to explain a variety of evolutionary phenomena, such as the evolution of altruism and the evolution of cooperation. Main idea number 9. Organisms are programmed to maximize their reproductive success. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to maximize their reproductive success, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to maximize their reproductive success, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This idea is based on the concept of natural selection, which states that those organisms that are best adapted to their environment will be more likely to survive and reproduce. Therefore, the genes that are most successful at reproducing will be the ones that are passed on to future generations. This idea of the selfish gene has been used to explain a wide range of behaviors in animals, from the way they interact with their environment to the way they interact with each other. For example, it has been used to explain why animals cooperate with each other, as well as why they compete. It has also been used to explain why some animals are more aggressive than others, and why some animals are more social than others. The idea of the selfish gene has been used to explain why some animals are more successful at reproducing than others, and why some species are more successful at surviving in their environment than others. It has also been used to explain why some species are more successful at adapting to changing environments than others. Ultimately, the idea of the selfish gene is that organisms are programmed to maximize their reproductive success, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. Main idea number 10. Organisms are programmed to cooperate. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to cooperate, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to cooperate, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. He suggests that the gene is the unit of selection because it is the only unit that is passed on from generation to generation. He argues that the gene is the only unit that can be selected for, and that it is the only unit that can be passed on to future generations. He further suggests that the gene is the only unit that can be selected for because it is the only unit that can be passed on to future generations. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to cooperate because it is in the gene's best interest to do so. He suggests that cooperation is beneficial to the gene because it increases the chances of the gene's survival and propagation. He further suggests that cooperation is beneficial to the gene because it increases the chances of the gene's survival and propagation in the long run. He argues that cooperation is beneficial to the gene because it increases the chances of the gene's survival and propagation in the long run, and that this is the reason why organisms are programmed to cooperate. Main idea number 11. Organisms are programmed to compete. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to compete, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to compete, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This idea of competition is based on the concept of natural selection, which states that those organisms that are best adapted to their environment will survive and reproduce, while those that are not will die off. This competition is seen in all aspects of life, from the struggle for resources to the battle for mates. It is this competition that drives evolution, as those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. The idea of competition is also seen in the concept of the survival of the fittest, which states that those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. This competition is seen in all aspects of life, from the struggle for resources to the battle for mates. It is this competition that drives evolution, as those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. The idea of competition is also seen in the concept of the survival of the fittest, which states that those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. This competition is seen in all aspects of life, from the struggle for resources to the battle for mates. It is this competition that drives evolution, as those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. The idea of competition is also seen in the concept of the survival of the fittest, which states that those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. This competition is seen in all aspects of life, from the struggle for resources to the battle for mates. It is this competition that drives evolution, as those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. Dawkins' idea of competition is based on the concept of natural selection, which states that those organisms that are best adapted to their environment will survive and reproduce, while those that are not will die off. This competition is seen in all aspects of life, from the struggle for resources to the battle for mates. It is this competition that drives evolution, as those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. This competition is also seen in the concept of the survival of the fittest, which states that those organisms that are better adapted to their environment will be more successful in passing on their genes to the next generation. Main idea number 12. Organisms are programmed to adapt. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to adapt, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to adapt, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This idea is based on the concept of natural selection, which states that organisms with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, thus passing on their genes to the next generation. As a result, over time, the population of organisms will become better adapted to their environment. The idea of the selfish gene is that the gene is the driving force behind adaptation. It is the gene that is trying to survive and reproduce, and the organism is simply a tool for the gene to do this. This means that the organism's behavior is driven by the gene's desire to survive and reproduce, and that the organism's behavior is not necessarily in its own best interest. This idea has been used to explain a wide range of behaviors, from altruism to aggression. The idea of the selfish gene has been controversial, as it implies that organisms are not in control of their own behavior. However, it has been used to explain a wide range of behaviors, and has been an important part of evolutionary theory. It is an important concept to understand when studying the evolution of organisms and their behavior. Main idea number 13. Organisms are programmed to survive. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to survive, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to survive, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This idea is based on the concept of natural selection, which states that those organisms that are best adapted to their environment will be more likely to survive and reproduce. As a result, the genes of those organisms will be passed on to the next generation, and the species will evolve over time. This idea of the selfish gene suggests that organisms are programmed to survive in order to ensure the survival of their genes. The idea of the selfish gene also suggests that organisms are programmed to behave in certain ways in order to ensure their survival. For example, animals may be programmed to seek out food, shelter, and mates in order to ensure their survival. Similarly, humans may be programmed to form social bonds and cooperate with others in order to ensure their survival. In this way, the selfish gene theory suggests that organisms are programmed to behave in certain ways in order to ensure their survival and the survival of their genes. Main idea number 14. Organisms are programmed to reproduce. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to reproduce, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to reproduce, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. He suggests that the gene is the only unit of selection that is truly selfish, as it is the only one that is actively seeking to replicate itself. This is in contrast to the organism, which is merely trying to survive and reproduce in order to pass on its genes. Dawkins argues that this selfish gene is the driving force behind evolution, as it is constantly seeking to replicate itself and spread its influence. Dawkins also suggests that this selfish gene is the reason why organisms are programmed to reproduce. He argues that the gene is the only unit of selection that is actively seeking to replicate itself, and that this is why organisms are programmed to reproduce. This is because the gene is trying to spread its influence, and the only way it can do this is by ensuring that its host organism reproduces. Thus, the gene is the driving force behind the reproductive programming of organisms. In conclusion, Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to reproduce because of the selfish gene. The gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and it is actively seeking to replicate itself and spread its influence. This is why organisms are programmed to reproduce, as it is the only way that the gene can ensure its own survival and propagation. Thus, the selfish gene is the driving force behind evolution, and the reason why organisms are programmed to reproduce. Main idea number 15. Organisms are programmed to pass on their genes. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to pass on their genes, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to pass on their genes, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. According to Dawkins, this is the primary motivation for all living things, and it is the driving force behind evolution. He argues that the gene is the only unit of selection that is truly selfish, and that it is the only unit that can be said to have an agenda. This agenda is to ensure its own survival and propagation, and it does this by ensuring that its host organism is successful in passing on its genes. Dawkins also argues that this selfish gene is the source of all of the complexity and diversity that we see in the natural world. He suggests that the gene is the ultimate source of creativity, and that it is responsible for the development of new traits and adaptations. He argues that the gene is the ultimate source of innovation, and that it is responsible for the development of new species and the evolution of existing ones. In this way, Dawkins argues that the gene is the ultimate source of all of the complexity and diversity that we see in the natural world. Main idea number 16. Organisms are programmed to behave altruistically. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave altruistically, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave altruistically, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. According to Dawkins, the gene is the unit of selection because it is the only entity that can be passed on from one generation to the next. Therefore, the gene is the only entity that can be selected for or against, and this is what drives the evolution of altruistic behavior. The idea of the selfish gene is that organisms are programmed to behave in ways that benefit their own genes, even if it means sacrificing their own well-being. For example, a bird may feed its young even if it means going hungry itself. This behavior is driven by the gene's desire to be passed on to the next generation, and so the bird is programmed to act in a way that benefits its own gene. The idea of the selfish gene has been controversial, as it implies that organisms are not in control of their own behavior. However, Dawkins argues that this is not the case, and that organisms are simply acting in accordance with their genetic programming. Ultimately, the selfish gene theory suggests that altruistic behavior is an evolutionary adaptation, and that it is driven by the gene's desire to be passed on to the next generation. Main idea number 17. Organisms are programmed to behave selfishly. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave selfishly, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave selfishly, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. According to Dawkins, the gene is the basic unit of selection, and it is the gene that is the ultimate beneficiary of any behavior that an organism may exhibit. This means that organisms are programmed to act in ways that are beneficial to their genes, even if it means sacrificing their own well-being. For example, an organism may sacrifice its own life in order to ensure the survival of its offspring, which carry the same genes. Dawkins also argues that this selfish behavior is not necessarily conscious or intentional. Rather, it is an instinctive behavior that is programmed into the organism's genes. This means that organisms are not necessarily aware of the consequences of their actions, but they are still driven by their genes to act in ways that are beneficial to them. This is why Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave selfishly, as their genes are the ultimate beneficiaries of their behavior. Main idea number 18. Organisms are programmed to behave strategically. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave strategically, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave strategically, driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. He suggests that organisms are programmed to act in ways that will maximize their chances of survival and reproduction, and that this behavior is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins further argues that this behavior is not necessarily conscious or intentional, but rather is an instinctive response to environmental cues. He suggests that organisms are programmed to act in ways that will maximize their chances of survival and reproduction, and that this behavior is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins also suggests that this behavior is not necessarily conscious or intentional, but rather is an instinctive response to environmental cues. He argues that organisms are programmed to act in ways that will maximize their chances of survival and reproduction, and that this behavior is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Main idea number 19. Organisms are programmed to behave adaptively. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave adaptively, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave adaptively, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. According to Dawkins, the gene is the unit of selection because it is the only entity that is passed on from one generation to the next. As such, the gene is the only entity that can be selected for or against, and it is this selection process that drives the evolution of organisms. The idea of the selfish gene is that organisms are programmed to behave in ways that are beneficial to the gene, even if it is not necessarily beneficial to the organism itself. For example, an organism may be programmed to take risks in order to increase its chances of reproducing, even if it means that the organism itself may be harmed in the process. This is because the gene is the only entity that will be passed on, and so it is in the gene's best interest to ensure that it is passed on as often as possible. The idea of the selfish gene is an important one, as it helps to explain why organisms behave in the ways that they do. It also helps to explain why some organisms are more successful than others, as those that are better adapted to their environment are more likely to pass on their genes. Ultimately, the selfish gene theory helps to explain why evolution occurs, and why organisms are programmed to behave adaptively. Main idea number 20. Organisms are programmed to behave competitively. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave competitively, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave competitively, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. According to Dawkins, this competitive behavior is a result of natural selection, which is the process by which organisms with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce. This means that organisms with traits that are beneficial to their survival and reproduction are more likely to pass on their genes to the next generation. As a result, the gene is the driving force behind the evolution of species, and the competitive behavior of organisms is a result of this process. Dawkins also argues that this competitive behavior is not necessarily conscious or intentional. Rather, it is an instinctive response to the environment, and is driven by the gene's desire to survive and reproduce. This means that organisms are programmed to behave in ways that are beneficial to their survival and reproduction, even if they are not aware of it. This is why organisms are often seen competing with each other for resources, such as food and shelter, as well as for mates. In conclusion, Dawkins argues that organisms are programmed to behave competitively, and that this is driven by the selfish gene. This means that the gene is the fundamental unit of selection, and that organisms are merely vehicles for the gene's propagation. This competitive behavior is a result of natural selection, and is an instinctive response to the environment, driven by the gene's desire to survive and reproduce.